Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 19th December 1995. Death of Dame Nita Barrow. On this day, 19th December 1995, Dame Nita Barrow, the first female Governor General of Barbados, died at the age of 79. She had suddenly fallen ill while attending the gazetted officers' annual Christmas party at the Grand Barbados Hotel. The function was immediately cancelled, and Chief Justice Sir Dennis Williams was sworn in as acting Governor General. Her death was announced in the press on the 20th of December. Born in Barbados on the 15th of November, 1916, Dame Nita was the second of five children of the Bishop Reginald Barrow. Her brother, Errol Barrow, was younger than she was. As a young woman, she trained as a nurse, first at the Barbados General Hospital, then at the Port of Spain General Hospital, the School of Nursing of the University of Toronto, and the Royal College of Nursing in the UK. After joining the West Indian School of Nursing in Jamaica as an instructor in 1945, Dame Nita was the founder and first president of the Jamaica Nurses Association. She was also the first West Indian matron of the University College Hospital in Kingston, and also the first West Indian appointed as principal nursing officer in Jamaica. But this was just the beginning. Among innumerable other positions, Dame Nita Barrow was at various times nursing advisor to PAHO, associate director of the Christian Medical Commission of the World Council of Churches, and she was vice president and eventually president of the World YWCA, the Young Women's Christian Association. She also became president of the International Council on Adult Education and one of the seven presidents of the World Council of Churches from 1983 to 1991. She was also convener of the NGO Forum to review the UN Decade for Women, and she served on the Commonwealth Eminent Persons Group to South Africa and on the West Indian Commission. Dame Nita Barrow succeeded Sir Hugh Springer as Governor General of Barbados in 1990, after 5 years as permanent representative of Barbados to the United Nations. Those who were privileged to meet Dame Nita remember her most of all for her personal warmth and kindness and her love of life. On one occasion, during her years as Governor General, Dame Nita sparked much controversy by gleefully producing a red plastic bag to wave from the VIP's box at the National Stadium in support of her favorite Calypsonian red plastic bag during the Pick of the Crop finals. On 19th December, on this anniversary of her passing in 1995, it is fitting that we should pause to remember the remarkable life and career of Dame Nita Barrow and to celebrate her joyful devotion to the cause of humanity.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.